This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, regardless of what it is you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget all the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, too, doing their thing for God, country, and America. And the U.S. bulk mail haulers out there, too, getting the mail delivered from bulk mail center to bulk mail center so Santa Claus can deliver those Christmas presents a little bit easier. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, with CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check that out and take advantage of the things we have over there. Well, we're going to say the pledge because Mr. Ron Edwards is not here just yet. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want to let you know that we know that, and that's what we're doing as we say the pledge during the course of the evening here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, the variant that we're now dealing with, the Omicron variant, is now accounting for some 73% of the COVID cases, and they are still calling it COVID, even though it's the Omicron variant. Now, what happens with this every time the coronavirus changes or mutates itself? The history in it is such that it gets weaker, not stronger, as it mutates. Henceforth, we have the virus, this variant right now, the Omicron, which is causing people to pretty much get sick as if they had the flu for 2 or 3 days. And then once they get the medication in their system, they go back to feeling good and away they go. Now, there's a lot of panic and a lot of nonsensical things going on right now, and I don't really know who's to fault. Who's to blame here? I mean, I could put it all on Dr. Fauci if that's what you want me to do, but I'm going to say it goes a little deeper than that. Probably the NIH director, probably some other people, probably the White House. But you have to understand here that if we continue to put up with listening to what Fauci has to say all the time, then we reap what we sow. Now, I'm going to play something here. This is Joe Biden, and of course, he's going to be giving a speech today about COVID-19. Now, this may give us a little heads up. We'll see.
The president is preparing to give the American people a status update on the pandemic. He's expected to lay out a bleak picture for the unvaccinated this winter. The speech will come after Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top medical advisor at the White House, said the Omicron variant is just raging around the world. Spokesman Jen Psaki says the administration is prepared for the rising case levels. Greg Clydeston, Washington.
Now, think about something for a minute. Raging around the world. But raging is what? All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff and Sarah. So good. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
You coming to lunch?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
My schedule's pretty tight this week. But I did want, the reason I'm calling is because I need to, it's interesting too, because this has been going on for a while and I just found out about it. For the internet radios, there's a, what they call a receiver gateway that has been shut down. So if you have one of the C-Crane, radios, or the Grace Digitals, those will no longer, operate and give you the radio stations that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I just found out about, and it's evidently there's some kind of a situation, I guess, between C-Crane and Grace Digital with their C-Crane radios.
Well, I don't believe that affects my stream that I have.
It does in some ways, because the radio stations, of course, that stream the program will no longer be available on that. Now, you know, there's other different ways, you know, so of course the GCN Live for the Captain's program and so forth. But as far as the Grace Digital, the internet radios, it's a buyer beware at this point. And I just want to make all the listeners aware that there is a problem there, and what's interesting is nobody is reporting on this, which is definitely concerning.
You just did. Here comes the music. I got to go.
That's it.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Okay. Very much. And we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Recently, liberal water carrier Chris Wallace left Fox News. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the one you want in your cup. I wonder if the quick departure of Chris Wallace from Fox News has any correlation or connection to a photograph presented to me recently showing Chris Wallace being assisted out of a vessel by none other than Jeffrey Epstein at his island, where, according to numerous reports, underage children were warehoused for the demonic pleasure of many icky politicians and celebrities. Speaking of such madness, it was enough to make me upchuck when I was also presented a picture of Chucky Schumer allegedly kissing a little black girl sitting on his lap. Ugh. At any rate, the alleged atrocities should at the very least be looked into by government authorities to settle these issues once and for all. As the old saying goes, timing is everything. And the timing is kind of weird when you consider Mr. Wallace's announced departure from Fox. And it is very interesting indeed. I'm Ron Edwards. Enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience 3 p.m. Eastern Time daily. To find out where, go to TheRonEdwards.com.
All right, there you go, TheRonEdwards.com, the website. And while you're there, check out the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display. And remember, use the promo code RE20, and you'll save 20% on your order right there at TheRonEdwards.com. Okay, to the telephone line we go. Good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm listening to you going on and on about this Omicron, which you can actually rearrange the letters, and it spells moronic. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm posing this as a rhetorical question. Are you all actually surprised that the Democrats, the left, the progressives, the, whatever they call themselves, you know, they hide behind 20 different names, they're chameleons, you know, are weaponizing basically the common cold? Look.
No, well, I'm not surprised.
I wasn't the sharpest tool in closet, but when I graduated from high school back in the 70s, basic biology, viruses mutate, and as they mutate, they get weaker. We should welcome this. This means that the COVID is basically over, that this thing is basically becoming benign.
Yeah, I've been saying that for weeks.
The leftists, the communists, let's just say the communists, okay? They're going to weaponize everything. Remember, look, Captain, if you're changing a light bulb and you fall off a ladder, if you stub your toe, you know, when you're coming out of the bathtub or whatever, if you cut yourself shaving, it ain't your fault. It's either COVID's fault or Trump's fault. Remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
They're going to look, they weaponize race, sex, religion, which kind of way you swing in bed, who you swing in bed with, why are you surprised they're weaponizing the cold? Look, we've got communists running our country. I know people are sitting there saying, rolling on the floor laughing, oh, this is America. We don't have communism. Wrong.
Yeah,
We've got communism.
Yeah, we do.
It's a soft communism. They haven't pulled out the guns yet and shot us down in the street. They're doing everything they can to cling to power. And if you think they're going to give power up in 2022, you're crazy. They're not. They're going to bring out their Dominion voting machines and kick up their fraud again. Okay.
And they're going to have a surprise. They're going to have a surprise.
Look what they did in the last election. They do not want to give up power. Listen,
they're going to have a surprise.
They'd rather sit over a gigantic pile of crap and be rulers than to move this country forward the way Trump was doing. Now, Trump did a lot of stuff I disagree with. He wasn't perfect. But, boy, for the last 40, 50 years, he was the best thing to come down the pike. They couldn't wait to get him out of there because, you know why? Look at what they do. Nothing except lie, cheat, and steal compared to what Trump did with his little pinky finger. Think about that.
Yep.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Well, everything you said is true, but they're in store for a bit of a surprise this time. Lots of things are about to happen that they don't even know about or are aware of because they've been watched. They've been followed. They've been shadowed. They've been monitored. They've been everything for the past several months. And trust me, when I say this, they are not going to get away with what they did before again. It's not going to happen. There are too many eyes watching them, both physical eyes and electronic eyes. And that's where I'll let that stay. You can figure out the rest. All right. The Supreme Court is getting ready to hear cases on the Biden vaccine mandates. Now, the Wall Street Journal writes, the question is whether or not OSHA acted within the law as written by Congress. Now, OSHA came out themselves early on and said they didn't think they had the authority to do what the Biden administration had them do. And I agree. I agree. The separation of powers is crucial to safeguarding individual liberty. Now, the justices now are going to have two key tests on whether or not they will reign in the administrative state. They'll have to decide if they take their major question and non-delegation doctrine seriously, or whether or not they are merely seminars as we watch and see what happens next. Now, I'm not sure which the first case is that's going to come up. I do know that Missouri and three of their corporations there have come together to bring a class action hurry up and get their suit to get it to the Supreme Court. And I'm not sure if that's going to be the first one or not. But there are several coming, and we'll see what happens. I would not be surprised at all, by the way, if the Supreme Court strikes this down, simply because of what was said initially by OSHA, that they were not sure that they had the authority to do what they were being asked to do by the Biden administration. So we'll see. Now, in the meantime, you heard me say about the exodus from the Democratic Party. Two more House Dems have made a what's described as a mad dash for the exits as Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda is imploding. This brings a total to 22. Now, one of them is Albie O'Sires. The other one is Stephanie Murphy. Mr. Sires is from New Jersey. Murphy is from Florida. She was going to be the one that was going to run against Marco Rubio for the Senate. But the Democrats in Washington cleared the way for their choice, which was Val Demings, the former police chief from Orlando, now the congresswoman out of Orlando. And her numbers are not good at all against Rubio. She's really having a problem. So I'm not sure what they're going to do, whether or not they're going to keep her in the mix or whether or not they're going to see how the numbers phase up with Congresswoman Murphy. She still may be able to run. We'll see. We'll see. So 22 Democrat congressmen and women are leaving the mix. That's significant. We'll have to see how that plays out. In the meantime, President Joe Biden's administration was directed on Monday to reply to a flurry of fresh challenges to its private employer COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Now, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh told administration officials to file their responses to applications from the faith groups, companies, and attorneys general from over half the states in the country by 4 p.m. on December the 30th. Now, we'll see what happens, but this case is finally where it belongs, the Supreme Court. OSHA has threatened to start punishing employers. But again, they doubted whether or not they had the authority to do so. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think they did. So we'll see where this goes. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. capacity, where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive, one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All right, and I look forward to seeing many of you there for lunch today at Mission Barbecue. We always have a good group there, and we always have quite the conversation that goes on at the table, and we talk about all sorts of stuff. It's not just about what you hear in the show. We do a lot of sports talking, too, and Patrick Hyland may very much may be there today with us. So if he does show up, we'll be talking some sports. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the eastern seaboard, up into the upper Midwest, as well as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Many, many, many new and pre-owned vehicles at their locations, all kinds of colors and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, got a trade-in? Well, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. You can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. You'll get 25 to 30% more if it's in good condition. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal. Don't forget, the motto at Moss Nissan is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Take a test drive in one of those. You're going to think you're driving a big, big, big car. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building a brand new dealership in Brooksville on Highway 50. Check them out online at Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door a little wider for you. Okay. Back to square one. Joe Biden came out and said, well, when we come back from our Christmas and New Year recess, we're going to take this up again, and we're going to have another meeting with Joe Manchin. We're going to sit down and talk to him, and we're going to get this all taken care of. Okay. We'll see. But Biden's Build Back Better bill has definitely stalled in the Senate. It's not going anywhere in its current form. By the way, here's the deal, and this is what's got everybody upset, especially the other congressmen and women you're not hearing about, and senators that just can't support this thing, because if they do, they're not going to get reelected. Now, the Senate's delay of the $4.9 trillion Build Back Better Act for 2022 renders the passage of the bill through the House insignificant. Because if you can't get it through the Senate, it doesn't matter what happens in the House. Now, Biden announced that the Build Back Better Act would likely be stalled, but they're going to take it up when they come back. Okay, we'll see. And now that Manchin serves as a critical swing vote to pass the Build Back Better Act, Biden and Democrats will likely have to water down the bill to gain his support, which would likely make the House leftists like, let's see, Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and Presley, likely make them irate. It also raises the questions of whether or not the White House leftists would back the Senate version of the Build Back Better Act when it comes back to the House. Now, this is certainly good news, because there's a lot of infighting going on right now between the Democrats. This is great. Just sitting back watching this is hilarious. Now, I will tell you this as well. Biden proposed a $6 trillion budget for 2022 with a revenue projected at $4.2 trillion. That puts us $1.8 trillion in the hole already. Folks, these people are nuts. And they're not doing us any good. Another reason why you have to vote them out. And again, don't tell me it can't be done. It can. By the way, when you see what it's going to cost the families this year, especially the low-income families with inflation, they're estimating it to be as much as $3,500, which is not good, which is not good at all, because the low-income families will be disproportionately impacted. Now, Bidenflation, which is what we're calling it, has reached a 40-year high, increasing 6.8% from 2020, and that's probably low. I'm guessing right now that if you had to really look at the numbers and crunch them, you can double any number you see coming from the federal government as far as cost and comparisons and reality. That's what I'm guessing. By the way, don't forget, we have the big Silicon Valley companies, the tech companies, that the government is trying to get to further rescind the First Amendment and roll back a bunch of things on some people. And also, Liz Cheney Not much being said about her lately, except she's on the January 6th committee. But she recently accepted an award sponsored by the China United States Exchange Foundation, a Chinese Communist Party-backed influence group, which has been flagged by the U.S. government for its efforts to coerce American leaders to take actions or adopt positions supportive of Beijing. Well, Liz Cheney, along with Senators Tim Scott, Chris Coons, and Representative Jim Clyburn, all received the Association of Former Members of Congress, FMC 2021, Statesmanship Award. And among the sponsors of this award was the Chinese United States Exchange Foundation. Now, Cheney, of course, we all know about her, frequent critic of Donald Trump, member of the House's January 6th Commission. She participated in a virtual conversation with the FMC. But what's disappointing to me is to hear that Tim Scott got an award from this group. Now, he wasn't there when the award was handed out, so you can't say that he was a willing participant. And this may have been done on purpose to create a fracture in there, if you will, because, again, Tim Scott's been rumored to be another one that may be, if Donald Trump doesn't run, may be running for president. We'll see. And don't forget, the Salvation Army, like so many entities in this country, should have known not to delve into politics, especially since being woke is the equivalent to being stupid, because it costs them a lot of money. In some areas of the country, going woke got them going broke, because they don't have enough people to go out and man their little kettles. That's number one. And number two, depending on where you're at, some people are totally ignoring the Salvation Army because they did go woke, even though they rescinded that, backed it up. They were asking people to apologize for their whiteness. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. By the way, we have tonight coming up, we'll be at the Mugs in the Icott Center on Omerton Road. The featured speaker for the Tampa Bay Trump Club tonight will be Amanda Mackey, candidate for Florida 13 Congress. Come on out, hear what she has to say, and meet a couple of hundred or more people of your friends and neighbors. We'll all be there. Okay. We'll be right back with the final segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Vines and Decor. Of course, Dominique's Vines and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike what the big box stores do because they just don't do it. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Okay, let's jump over to the telephone line here. Let me see. Is this Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning, Captain. If you can give me 90 seconds, I have some very important information I'd like to share with your listening audience. I recommend Americans watch a documentary that is filmed in its natural content called Beyond Africa, Nigeria, a true story of a powerful gang called Black Axe. Remember that name, Black Axe. They have killed hundreds of thousands of Africans. They have access to information to hunt you down and kill you. The Axe Group is on the payroll of high African officials who pay high sums of money to silence the opposition party. Now, this is today's Nigeria. They employ hackers, hitmen. Their network is in America, thanks to Joe Biden's southern border failures. I am here to tell you, America, that Black Lives Matter operates the same way. They receive protection money from high politicians, and they carry out crime and murders. Corporations is their million-dollar bank account. Black Lives Matter merged with Black Act members in America. Now, founded 40 years ago, Nigeria Black Acts is now recognized as an African mafia-style organization that carries out paid protection and killings. I've been following Nigeria Africa for months. U.S. Secret Service, FBI, and the Interpol arrested more than 35 members on charges related to multi-million dollar internet fraud schemes. The violence will only get worse in America with these international killers groups now in America. And America, don't forget about ISIS-K. They said they will hit us as well in 4 to 6 months. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm well aware of what you were saying there, Elliot. And we've been hearing different things, bits and pieces of stuff. But, you know, so far, we got to stay ahead of the game here. We got to be on our A game while they're on their B game. Now, you know, folks, we're almost at the end of 2021. It's been a year like none other. Our nation in just over 11 months has been brought down to the level of a third world country, but with nice cars and nuclear weapons. Now, we have it all. Corruption from the top on down, massive debt, economic, political, cultural instability, and callous politicians obsessed by power, not solutions. Now, since the Democrats stole power, fraudulent elections are becoming commonplace. The nation's been inundated with crime by perpetrators showing no fear of punishment. Our energy independence is gone, with manufacturing losing its comeback. We have an open southern border showing millions of aliens pouring in, many diseased, many violent, almost all poor, an expectation of receiving money from the government and services, too, for free. Now, the flow of drugs is now a flood. Millions of workers are being paid to stay home while employees and employers are begging for help for a new job. Now, our military leaders can't even withdraw from a country without getting scores of people killed and leaving behind hundreds in their wake, although it wasn't hundreds, it was thousands. We left 33,000 people behind, come to find out, that were all signed up and ready to go with American passports. Left them in Afghanistan. Now, inflation has now set in, the most conspicuous in 40 years. And the middle class is shrinking, the backbone of our country. They're doing it on purpose, folks. China's been given the go-ahead to do what they please, thanks to this weak president that they own. $8.5 billion the Biden family got over the years from China. $8.5 billion. Our Democrats can't leave the Russians alone either, constantly tweaking their noses with no thought of the possible consequences, trying to stir the pot a little more. And all of these offerings brought to you by the Democratic Party, they've made a determination, in spite of their constant bashing, that we need to preserve our democracy. That democracy no longer works for them, or for the good of the country that we're preparing the major changes. They are preparing the major changes for. Remember, the fundamental transformation of America. Now, these Democrats, these insurrectionists, planned a coup at least 5 years ago. And they were thwarted in 2016 by somebody called Donald Trump. The votes were too numerous on the side of Trump. The algorithm proved insufficient to counter. They couldn't flip what they needed to flip. But come 2020, they managed to do it. We know what they did now. We know how they did what they did now. We know what they're going to try to do again now. Are we going to allow it to happen? I say no. Because while 2021 was a year of distractions, diversions, and manufactured national emergencies, in the Democratic tradition of not letting any crisis go to waste, they become addicted to getting the American people to obey and comply with their orders. Well, guess what? We ain't going to take it anymore. they can take their orders and stick it where the sun don't shine. Because there's enough people out there to realize that they've been gamed, they've been played. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. And we're watching. We're watching what these people are doing. They have no idea. As smart as they think they are, they have no idea what's coming around the corner. But coming it will. And in 2022, you are going to see the likes of something that we've been waiting for a long time. Wave? Hell no. Bulldozer? Maybe. Nuclear explosion? Could be. But you're going to see the people in this country that can't take it anymore and are going to stand up and are going to do what needs to be done to get this country taken back from those that stole it from us in 2020. And with that, to the phone line I go. 60 seconds with Todd. Go!
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the left doesn't care about you or me or the black football quarterback who doesn't want to take the vaccine. Okay, the St. Pete's line doesn't care. They got illegals coming in. If I was Mitch McConnell, if I was a newspaper, how could you tell a state you got to take the vaccine while you're letting illegals come in with their disease? Who's on the border for the St. Pete's line showing all the illegals coming in? Okay? Donald Trump won in such a freaking landslide that they got to bring these illegals in and ship them all over the place. Okay? That's what they're doing here to try and change. They don't care about you. They don't care about the variant. Okay? Las Vegas cares about the spread, so they took the whole Cleveland Browns team off the field against and put their third-string quarterback in. They care about the money, numbnuts. Okay, America? Okay? But let me say something, the good news. Is my God reigns. The Lord Jesus Christ, whose birthday is coming up, he reigns supreme. And he sees the corruption, and he sees the unholiness, and the Lord doesn't let anything like that go unpunished. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Stand up for our cops. I want those 842 Trump members while you're having Christmas dinner. I want all the Trump members to be praying and get those 842 people out on January 6th, because 99% of them were good Trump people that got arrested by the corrupt FBI and the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our country. And more importantly, you preachers and everybody else, bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ and thank you for all
the teachers. All right, thank you. Okay, here comes the music. Well, he got it up to the wire there. That's what I figured would happen, to get it right up to the wire. So there you go. All righty, folks. I'll see you tonight at Mugs, 6:30. You want to show up there and hear Amanda Mackey speak there at the Tampa Bay Trump Club? So be it. If you want to show up for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30, they play the national anthem at noon. We stand up and salute the flag at Mission Barbecue in West Waters. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay low, everybody, and stay warm.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.